broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. We go places other talk shows wish that they could, but they can't. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Herman Cain. He has a talk show now, and that means that the advertisers will run to be a part of the Herman Cain Show, which will, I predict, garner probably about a one-half of a point share in about a year's time. But it'll probably make itself a ton of money. So where the Fred Thompson things fail, there's always Herman Cain. All right.
Well, watch out, because people will think that you're not in favor of it.
It's not that I'm not in favor of it, but when we in our business, we talk about brands. We always love to talk about brands in radio. What's your brand? What's this brand? Herman Cain ain't even a radio brand. He's a political brand. So what we're doing in this business, folks, is if you haven't noticed, is we are taking it from being a creative venture back to the good old days of the box, which was either the jukebox or the soapbox. So, no, with all due respect to Mr. Cain, I'm sure he would have made a fine president. I don't know. I mean, I never really got a chance to know the guy all that well, but I'm sure he probably would have at least been, you know, he's a good American. Let's put it that way. But a radio host, I'm betting money that he ain't. And I don't care what you two clowns are telling me, you know.
Well, I'm Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton is great as a preacher. Al Sharpton's fantastic on TV. Al Sharpton couldn't, if he was dead, he couldn't draw a female fly for his radio show. So that's all there is to that. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face about it. There's a lot of guys with a lot of personality, and they come across fantastic. Radio's 3 hours a day, man. It's a hump. My bet is this. Herman Cain will last a year, maybe two. Then he'll start, you know, it's going to be too much for the guy. 3 hours a day is too much for anybody that ain't a professional. That's my feeling. Thank you very much. IR Phil Hendry. Now.
Yeah, that's an act.
Right. All right, let's get into our radio show here tonight. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. You can get live streaming video of the show. We got Eric, Mr. Eisenblatt?
Yeah, I'm online too.
All right, hold on. We have Eric Eisenblatt with us here in a moment, one of our attorney friends. So you can get over to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass, and watch live streaming video of this show. Listen to the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archive material, as well as the free live stream that we've got. If you want to punch up that banner, our podcast banner on the homepage, it'll take you over to 24/7 live streaming of the archives of the Phil Hendry Show. But get a backstage pass and be a part of our cozy little BSP family, where, as I said today, I think in one of our posts, get a BSP and live again. All right. Eric Eisenblatt is an attorney at law, is going to talk with us about a case that I just think is fascinating, and I just saw this story. And it has to do with a man who was videotaped smacking his son with a belt because the kid had dropped a baseball. This guy has been arrested. A California Water Agency director, in fact, is the occupation of this guy. And he has been arrested by the police in his county there, Imperial Valley. I guess it's Imperial County is what it is, in down near the Mexican border. Mr. Oscar Lopez was the man who shot the video. The man who was charged with smacking his son is a guy by the name of Sanchez. And this was a videotape. The guy was caught red-handed. Eric, what do you think?
Well, I don't know what to say. I've not seen the videotape. I can tell you that we get into all kinds of problems when we are not patient and taking a look at all of the facts, and until all the facts are in, we shouldn't reach any conclusions.
The police arrested this man. Let's say that he's. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt that there is innocence until a proven guilt.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that having been said, the boy dropped a baseball. And according to Lieutenant Scott Shepard of the Imperial County Sheriff, he told the Imperial Valley Press, the 34-year-old Mr. Anthony Sanchez was arrested after he was whipping his son with a belt for failing to catch the baseball. This was caught on videotape by a neighbor, Oscar Lopez. The police came out and arrested him. Do you have any comment at all on that?
Well, first of all, when you're asking me to comment, I'm not a principal in the story. I'm a criminal defense attorney. But I am not a principal in this story.
No, I know that. But I mean, if you've got a client who's caught on videotape as this man was, while you're saying let's not jump to conclusions, what are you telling him?
Well, I can tell you this much, Phil, that there's a big difference between the disciplining of a child, I think, and child abuse. And I think if I had a nickel for every time that I got upset with my daughter or my son when they were involved in their athletic pursuits, baseball, basketball, what have you, if I had a nickel, I'd be a multimillionaire. And I know there are parents out there who feel the same way. I don't believe in child abuse. I don't think anybody does. But you also want to make sure that you have a young person who's paying attention to you, and that in the field of athletics, it's tough to know whether the so-called punishment is a punishment, or is it just the normal course of events when one is involved in athletic training? The reason why I say that is because athletics is, by and large, and of the definition, it is a physical exertion. And there is a certain amount of punishment, Phil, that goes along with the physicality of athletics. How many times have you, when you were playing baseball or football or any other sport, how many times if you did not make the right play, if you had been, if you caused your team a penalty, if you had done something that angered or disturbed your coaches, were you told to run up the steps of the grandstand, or were you told to do 50 push-ups, or were you told to do chin-ups?
Well, nobody took a belt and hit me.
Well, no one took a belt and hit you, but is that to say that that is not outside of the norm when we're talking about disciplining young people who are learning the finer points of an athletic endeavor? My daughter was never struck, but my daughter, as a softball player, and she was a very good softball player, was disciplined. And she was disciplined by not only her coaches, she was disciplined by me because I was... obviously, I was a very involved father, was a hands-on father, and I believed in the achievements of my kids, and I certainly wanted them to do better.
All right, but let's get back to your area of expertise, which is as an attorney, a criminal defense attorney. Guys on videotape, okay?
I understand, and this was a neighbor of Mr. Lopez who shot the video, who then put it on Facebook and YouTube. I would certainly say this about that. I would say that the man didn't seem to be all that concerned about the well-being of the child in question at the very start. It looked like he just wanted to get a whole bunch of people commenting on his video.
Why? Because he put it on Facebook, and maybe he wanted to get people aware of what was going on.
Well, he could have called the police. He certainly knew well enough to call the police at some point. But instead, he put it on Facebook and on YouTube, and I have to call into question his motives. The idea that he would put it out on the social media networks or these sites means that perhaps he was looking simply to make friends and to impress people that way.
Well, you said that you disciplined your own daughter when she was playing softball.
Yes, I did.
But did you ever hit her with a belt?
No, I never did. As a female, I think you probably are not thinking in terms of that kind of discipline. I would not think to raise my hand to my daughter in that way. We did things, stupid things, but things that reinforce the point. You go up to the kid. If she made a dumb play, if she made a bonehead play, you go up to her, you yank her pants down, something like that. Or you trip her going back to the dugout.
Whoa, hold on. I want to get to these forms of discipline here. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Eric Eisenblatt, a criminal defense attorney, about a man who's been arrested in Imperial County, California, for smacking his son after the boy dropped a baseball. He hit the kid with a belt, and this was videotaped by a neighbor.
That goes to your point of neighbors are more likely to spy on you than the government.
When I brought that up, I was talking more about just the busybody neighbor who is videotaping you doing something completely innocent, not illegal in the least, but it is a violation of your privacy. That's what I was talking about. I think neighbors looking out for a kid like this.
Well, I take it that you don't disagree with what happened here.
Well, if the police saw enough evidence to arrest this man, then I'm glad that the law enforcement's taking its course in this matter. He may be innocent when the facts come out, but on the face of it, being videotaped with a belt in your hand after your kid drops a baseball seems pretty serious. Now, I want to get back to...
Well, it seems serious. That's the point.
I want to get back to this pulling your daughter's pants down.
Yes, but no, this is... You know, you do things because you're trying to reinforce a lesson, okay? And you're trying to find a way to get the lesson, really make it stick, okay?
And but what, are you pulling her, or were you?
I don't do it anymore. Obviously, she is now married and a mother.
Do you, all right, so when she was what, in high school?
When she was in high school, when she was in middle school, if she made a bonehead play out in the field, you walk over, this is during coaching and during periods of practice, although there were times after the game, and you could ask her mother, you would be upset, and she had played a terrible game, and she's coming off the field, and you just yank those shorts down. And it's not anything that is perverted. It is nothing that is sexual.
Well, I beg the... I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'll bet you anything, the perception...
You listen, you could get a million people calling your show tonight, and not a lot of them are going to say it's perverted. I think a lot of them are going to say, you know what, sometimes you've got to just get the message out, and the message is you got to pay attention.
But pulling a girl's pants down, all right, are you pulling, what are you pulling down?
I'm totally pulling up her shorts down. I'm pulling her shorts down. It's not in order to give a prurient thrill to the audience or anyone that might be assembled. It's more of a bonehead, hey, stupid, you know, go ahead and trip on your shorts as they're, you know, around your ankles because that's how you played today. But no, and you would do anything you could, really. I mean, bad or I mentioned we tripped them coming off the field. Hey, there goes the foot out. They trip. And next time you'll look where you're going. And these are the small, small lessons that you teach a kid in order to get them to pay more attention on the field and quit standing out there. You know, doing whatever it was that they're doing. In the case of my daughter, you know, a lot of times she just wasn't concentrating, or she might be thinking about a boyfriend, or she's thinking about, you know, a million other things besides baseball.
And all right, pulling her pants down, tripping her, but this thing with the kid being hit with a belt.
Well, it's a boy, and I can tell you, I think boys are going to take that kind of punishment a little bit better than girls, and a boy, you have to reinforce the lesson a little bit more. Stringently, I think, and if you see boys as the recipients of discipline in the Army or the Marine Corps in much the same way, I don't think it comes off as quite so shocking.
All right, Eric, hang on the line.
Of course, Phil.
Eric Eisenblatt, attorney, talking with us about this man in Imperial County, California, arrested after he was videotaped by a neighbor hitting his son with a belt. After the boy dropped a baseball. So this kid was out there practicing baseball, drops this ball, is hit repeatedly with a belt by his father, and the neighbor videotapes it. It eventually makes its way to the police, and the father's arrested. 877-876-7445 is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show this Friday night. 877-876-Phil.
Truth.
Yes. We'll be
is
right
our
back.
Bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with us here is Eric Eisenblatt, an attorney at law, a criminal defense attorney here in California, as we talk about a man arrested by the Imperial County Sheriff's Department for striking his son. The boy had he struck his son with a belt after the kid had dropped a baseball, and the reason why this was brought to the attention of the authorities is it was videotaped by a neighbor. Eric, you're on with us not only as an attorney, but also as a father. And it sounds to me like you're sort of on the fence about this, like you don't have a problem with this. And maybe that's because you're a criminal defense attorney and you have dealt with people like this.
And let me, can I jump in, Phil, with a comment on something that I heard you say at the beginning of your program, and I had a thought about it, if it's all right.
Go ahead.
I will tell you that Herman Cain, I think you started your program with a comment about Herman Cain. I think Herman Cain is going to be a tremendous radio show to listen to, and I think you ought to give him a chance. I think he's quite an entertaining guy.
No, believe me, I know what I'm talking about here, okay, Eric?
Well, I don't doubt that you have the expertise.
No, I know what I'm talking. Herman Cain is going to stink it up. He's a very funny, and he's very much the raconteur on the campaign trail. 3 hours a day doing a radio show, or even a rodeo show.
Doing a rodeo show, huh?
Yeah, or even a rodeo show. Herman Cain will stink it out. They'll steal money from advertisers for about a year. The listeners lose. The advertisers are going to lose. But the people that syndicate him will make out like bandits, and that's the way that game is played. It's all about getting someone's name out there who, you know, people don't have to recognize. You don't have to spend a lot of money promoting it. So, anyway.
I'm going to be interested in hearing the program. I know that.
Yes, but you're a guy that pulled his daughter's pants down.
Look, you know, Phil, you're making a joke about this.
No, I'm not making a joke. I mean, this is how you disciplined your daughter after she played a bad baseball game. So it doesn't surprise me that you're not going to be all that shocked by this man who was beating his son with a belt.
If he was beating his son, I think you're not being very fair, Phil. If he was beating his son with a belt, I can tell you that I'd be appalled, and I would want the full weight of the law to befall that man. However, I don't know what was happening. You say there's a videotape showing him beating his son with a belt.
Well, I mean, if the videotape shows that and the police saw the videotape...
Well, if the police saw the videotape, I think all the facts should be in. There are a couple of things that could be at fault here. Was there a provocation? The reason why I say provocation is I'm not saying that young people deserve beatings, but the what I have argued in the past in similar cases, was there enough of a provocation where the adult in charge, the disciplining authority, the adult, the father, the mother, the aunt, the uncle, was caught off guards and off balance and began the beating process before they knew what was happening? This is what I mean by provocation. My daughter, when I would tell her to go out, and or her mother would say, get out there and play a good game. Get out there and play to the very best of your ability, and we'll be very proud of you. And so she was forewarned, and yet she would still go out and play bad. Then she comes off the field and fully should expect to be tripped or have her pants pulled down or something like that. We never tripped our daughter so that she was physically injured.
What about pulling the pants down of a girl? Girls have a great deal tied up in their personal appearance and pride, especially. Boys do too, but girls, I mean, this is a life or death thing for them. At that age.
Well, what do you mean by life or death? I can tell you that my wife...
What I mean by life or death is that it's extremely humiliating for a girl to be seen in any way other than the way that they feel like they should be seen. So you're pulling down the pants of your daughter.
Yeah, you're pulling down the pants of a young person and who was told repeatedly, go out and play and get some home runs and get some... and make the team, get the team ahead with runs and the way that you bat the ball. And the response you get from a young person is what? They had, in one game, I think, Diane, my wife, was saying to me, in one game she had a strikeout, and she had another game where she had a hit, and I think she had they had four balls on her, so that was a walk. And that wasn't bad, but then she had a strikeout. Now,
do you like baseball? Do you follow baseball?
I, what did you say?
Do you follow baseball?
Oh yes, very much so. I loved it when my kids were playing it.
Because you it sounds like you're not familiar with the terminology.
Well, I'm not one of these guys that reads the sports page every day, but
No, I know that. But so if your daughter went out and you don't tell a kid to go out and get home runs.
Yes, well, you tell a kid to go out and play the very best that they can. That's the point, Phil. And when my daughter goes out, after I tell her to play the best she can and to go out and get the home runs, you say you can't tell someone to get home runs. You can't tell them to get home runs, but you can tell them to go out and hit the ball as hard as they can and make the team, go out in front. And she would come off the field after playing a terrible game, and you walk up to her and say to her, hey, listen, sport, next time, better, yank, down come the pants to the ankles. Now, the lesson was this. If you play like a stumble bum, then you're going to be tripping and stumbling all over your own shorts. That's the lesson.
What does your daughter think of those lessons now?
Oh, she's, my daughter, I can tell you this, she's learning very slowly but surely that we had nothing but the best of intentions. I think she's still a young woman in her early 20s, and she's got children of her own. She has actually a baby of her own now. She does not let me or her mother go to their home. She brings the child to a neutral area. That's the part that hurts. The part that she didn't understand.
Wait a minute. Your daughter, you have a grandchild that your daughter won't let you see? Or
No. She lets us see the grand... She will not allow us into the house. And that's the part that hurts.
And all right, hold on, Eric, for just a second. We'll be back here. World famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Eric Eisenblatt about the boy who was hit with a belt. His father was videotaped hitting him with that belt after the kid dropped a baseball. And the father was promptly arrested by the sheriff. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL. Eric Eisenblatt on the line with us talking about a... disturbing story. I think anytime parents are supposedly disciplining a child to the point of what appears to be abuse, it disturbs people. This was caught on a videotape in Southern California, down in Imperial County, where a kid was dropping a baseball and the father hitting him with a belt and screaming at him. This man, his name is Mr. Sanchez, I think it is, Arthur Sanchez. I don't want to get his name wrong, but the neighbor... caught this on videotape and actually was yelling at him, I think. What would you do, Eric, if somebody interfered with you yanking your daughter's pants down?
Well, Phil, look, one of the things I think that's wrong with our country is we don't have discipline for our children. And I want to discipline my daughter. I wanted to discipline my son from the time they were born, not because I got some kind of a thrill out of it, but because we wanted them to be the very best people they could possibly be. And to that extent, it's important to make sure that you create these barriers for young people and make sure that they have the tools to navigate and negotiate a very difficult life. If someone were to say to me,
if Phil Hendry walked up, you said, "What are you doing pulling your daughter's pants down?"
I would very as respectfully as I could tell you to mind your own business because it's none of your business. I'm not abusing her, all right? There's no scar. There's no welt. I'm a lawyer, all right? I know up to what edge I can walk, and no, that doesn't mean because I am a lawyer, I walk a fine line just so I can get my kicks pulling down girls' pants, because I think that's where you're going here, and I'm offended by that.
Well, I'm not going there, but I'm saying, no, I don't think I ever went there. I'm saying it's humiliating.
It should be humiliating if I tell her to go out and get the home run for the team or to play the baseball game. That's what I'm saying. You're right. If I don't understand the game, I do understand competition and how good you got to be to get the number of points or the runs that you need for baseball. And because she's not out there hitting the ball so that she can go and run around the bases, then you say to her, all right, you disappointed me. Now your pants are going to get pulled down. And if you call, that has nothing whatsoever to do with sexual abuse. It's a comment on the clumsy behavior of her play.
877-876-PHIL is our number here. Let's go to caller Josh, calling us in Texas. Hey, Josh, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Eric Eisenblatt.
Phil, always enjoy the show. It's always entertaining, but you have some crazy guests. But,
Are you talking to Mr. Hendry?
I'm talking to Mr. Hendry. He has some pretty great...
Are you afraid of talking to me?
No, he's not. He's talking to me
sir,
about
I'm
something.
I'm not afraid
he's
to talk
afraid
to
of talking.
Sir.
He's afraid of talking to me. He's talking to you.
No, he isn't afraid of talking to me. He's talking to you.
Well, he called me crazy. We'll see who's crazy. I'm a father.
Anybody that pulls
are you a father? Are you a father? Are you? Do you have children? Because...
why don't you let the man finish what he's going to say?
I understand that, but I don't want to be set up. I don't want to get set up. And I know how you do these things.
pulling your daughter's pants down in front of a whole
audience. I can't hear you. I can't hear this.
All right. You know what, Eric? Quit screwing around and trying to confuse this man.
Oh, he ain't going to confuse me.
You called up confused. You're already confused.
Go ahead, Josh.
You pull down your daughter's pants in front of an audience and you call me confused?
Well, you're stumbling around.
And you're a lawyer?
What's
the legality of that? What is the
legality of what? I pulled her pants down so she would play the baseball game. I pulled her pants down so she would play the baseball game better.
Well,
it's got nothing to do with you getting your job.
It's your wife's place to discipline your daughter. It's your place to discipline your son.
No, it is not. I beg to differ, sir. It's the place of both parents to discipline the daughter. Why don't you discipline your daughter? What, are you afraid you're going to get your jollies?
Good Lord,
no.
What kind of a comment is that?
Well, I don't know what this man's referring to. He says, I can't discipline my own daughter. Of course I will. And I'll do it to the best of my ability. It may be the wrong way to discipline her, but I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
I can understand.
And I can tell you this.
Verbally, but pulling your daughter's pants down I didn't hit her.
I didn't smack her.
That's mental abuse.
Well, we know that you can't be mentally abused, can you? Because there's nothing there to abuse.
What is the point of you insulting the guy?
Look, you mind if I handle the call my way?
Well, I don't understand you insulting the man. He's saying something that I agree with. Why are you humiliating your daughter? That's all.
I'm not humiliating her, Phil, and I wish that people would listen to me. I told her to go out and win the baseball game. Isn't that what I told her?
I don't know what you told her.
That's what I told her. Go out and win the baseball game. If you've got to hit the ball as hard as you can. And what does she do? She doesn't hit the ball at all. She swings and swings and swings and never hits the ball. So when she comes off the field at the end of the game, I tripped her and pulled her pants down. That's because I didn't hit her with a belt. I didn't smack her across the face. I didn't hit her with the back of my hand. I didn't kick her in the gut or some of these things these other parents would do or hit her with a belt. I pulled her pants down and tripped her.
Yeah, but for a woman, that's even worse.
That's what we're saying. It's humiliating for a girl.
Let me ask you something.
He might kick the dirt, but for a woman, I mean, you're practically showing your no-nos to the world.
Well, how do you know I'm just pulling? I didn't say I pulled her panties down, did I? Wow.
Well,
you're
panties don't matter.
You're looking. You look.
You know, no. You're the guy that looks bad here. Eric.
No, I don't look bad. This guy was hoping to get a cheap thrill.
No, this guy is talking the way that I would talk, and that is, it's a humiliating thing for a girl to be, it's a humiliating thing for a girl to be humiliated like that. Thank you very much for your call, Joshua, by the way. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. You understand where there are girls involved, you know, there's a whole psychological thing going. Like guys. Guys don't want to cry. Little boys cry. You humiliate a little boy when he cries, and that's a tough thing. If you make a kid cry, boys are doubly humiliated if they cry when you discipline them. And boys can be humiliated a lot of ways. Girls are going to be humiliated if you do that.
Well, I would imagine a young boy would be humiliated, too. Why do you separate out the girls? I would imagine if a boy came off the field and didn't play up to snuff, pulling his pants all the way down would also humiliate him. And
then why don't you do that to your son?
Because he's a boy, and he can absorb a different kind of punishment. That gets me back to what we were discussing here when it came to this man in San Diego and his son. A boy can absorb a little bit more. And if you want to hit a boy with a belt, if you want to hit a boy with a knotted belt or a knotted rope, let me tell you what, Phil, you were raised in a Catholic school. I wasn't, but I've heard some of the stories you told about the nuns walking around with a knotted up rope or with a rope where they would tie razor blades in it.
No, I never told you anything about nuns with ropes and razor blades. Never.
Well, I have heard some stories. And
well, do you like those stories?
I don't like them. I'm saying that there are forms of discipline for boys where you take a knotted up rope or you take a palm frond and you cut off the palm end so that you just have the branch of the palm frond and it has those spikes. And you can certainly use that Now, I know that corporal punishment is something that we frown upon. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about discipline when it comes to a sporting event. And when you tell your daughter or your son over and over again, go out there and hit a home run. Hit one. Go and score. Then they don't do it, and they refuse to do it.
It's not something that you can control.
Well,
it's not. You don't go up to the home plate there and say, okay, my dad told me to hit a home run. I better hit a home run.
You ever heard of a man named Babe Ruth?
Now, it doesn't work like that, okay?
Have you ever heard of a man named Babe Ruth?
I've heard of Babe Ruth, yes.
All right. Babe Ruth pointed to the outfield wall, and he said, I'm going to hit a home run. Guess what he did?
That is an apocryphal story. There is no proof that that ever happened.
I beg to differ, sir.
There is no proof that that ever happened. There are a million stories about Babe Ruth pointing and saying, I'm hitting it out. One of the stories I heard is that he wasn't pointing to the outfield wall. He was pointing at the pitcher, who I think the pitch before had brushed him back or had gotten a fastball by him. And Ruth pointed his finger not at the outfield wall. He was pointing it at the pitcher. And
I think that you are now what you've done, Phil, is you've taken a great American legend and you've basically pulled his pants down.
Okay, well, I have not.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying. In other words, you have humiliated, at least in the minds of some people, a great American legend, Babe Ruth, and you've yanked his shorts down because you want to make a point, so you've decided to pull the big, gee whiz. I was going to say the big underwear of Babe Ruth. I can imagine how big. But the Babe Ruth underwear is sailing to the turf because Phil Hendry wants to make his point. And
no, I'm not trying to disrespect Babe Ruth at all. I'm just saying that when you say you can hit a home run, this called shot bullcrap, these guys, some cats say I'm going to go out and hit a couple today, and they do. There's guys that are power hitters. They strike out just as many times as they hit the ball out. I'm not talking about that. You're telling a girl to go out and hit a home run, and when she doesn't, you pull her pants down and you trip her. And that's a humiliation and a kind of a psychological abuse, I think. Quite frankly, I think is wrong. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We got R.C. calling us from Altadena tonight. R.C., how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Hendry. I wanted to speak to the guest that you have. Is it Mr. Eisenblatt?
Yes, it is. R.C., how are you?
I'm good, sir. I have to tell you, sir, that I'm a member of the Military Academy at Bradley, at the Bradley Military Academy?
Yes, sir. I know the place very well.
Oh, you do? Then you also know that Commandant Wehrman instills in us a great sense of chivalry and the ethics of the officers. We're not an officer, but an officer.
Talking about an officer and a gentleman.
Yes, sir. Were you in the military?
I was indeed. I was in the United States Coast Guard.
I don't know.
You're not familiar with the Coast Guard, huh?
I'm familiar with the Coast Guard. I thought that that they taught boating safety.
No, R.C., the Coast Guard. What are you talking about? The Red Cross?
The Coast Guard teaches boating safety.
No, the Coast Guard does. Yes, the Coast Guard is involved in boating safety, but the Coast Guard is mostly involved in guarding our coasts.
Well, I wanted to say to you, sir, that we are, myself and other members of our senior cadet class, are offering our services to install the electronics as well as the cameras as well as the audio monitoring systems on any weekend or any day off from our classes for any young person that feels that they have been victimized by parental abuse and would like to have videotape proof of that, but they're afraid, nor do they have the money to do it.
Okay, I guess I'm supposed to be afraid of that.
Sir, you're not...
Hold on. I want to ask you a question, R.C., if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You are going to put in video equipment for young people. What young people are we talking about?
We're talking about any teenager, especially if this man's daughter was the cause. We'd be happy to put the video tape equipment in to see you pull the pants, see you yank her panties down.
Well, you don't need to put in any videotape equipment, R.C., because I don't pull my daughter's panties down in the privacy of our own home in the backyard when we're teaching her baseball. You see, you can't scare me because I know I'm well within the law. And
well, the backyard, so you're pulling her pants down in the backyard area.
Is that a joke that I'm pulling her pulling the pants down to cover her backyard?
No, sir, I didn't say that.
He didn't say that. Why are you making the joke?
I'm not making a joke. That's what he said. He said that I'm pulling down, I'm going to her backyard or something.
No, you said you was in the backyard teaching her baseball, and then you pulled the pants down in the yard.
Her yard?
Not her yard. What are you talking about? The backyard.
I don't like how I've been indicted now as guilty, and I haven't even been allowed to present my case. I pull her pants down as a disciplinary action. I do it in the backyard of our home. And I do it to teach her to hit the home runs.
Yeah, you already said that they hit the ball a long way and all that. You don't know nothing about baseball. Just like Mr. Henry said.
Oh, I don't know nothing about baseball. Phil, I love the literacy of so many of your callers. The last guy from Texas, now this young man who sounds as if whatever testicles he has have not dropped yet.
Well, sir, I've only got one testicle because of cancer. How do you feel now?
I'm sorry, but I still hold true to my philosophy that you have tried to ambush me and just take away the AM from that. You've tried to bush me by referring to my daughter's backyard, ambush. And
nobody has referred to anything of the sort. God, you know, you've taken this. All I'm saying, and I think anybody that's been listening is also in agreement, all we're saying is it's psychologically abusive to humiliate or embarrass the girl. Nobody's talking about sex. You've gone all the way over to bush, backyard, this, that, this, that. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. We're way over our limit here for this segment. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Phil, and we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Roger.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Eric Eisenblatt on the line with us. You have talked here, Eric, and do we have RC Collins? You there, Eric?
I'm here, yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking at RC Collins. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, I want to ask you, first of all, RC, about offering videotape equipment. What are you, at your own expense?
Yes, sir. We are offering to install videotape equipment as well as audio monitoring equipment for any of teens or teen, you know, middle school teens or mid-teens that are being, you know, that they're being abused by their parents, especially if you're trying to learn how to play baseball and that man in San Diego who beat his kid with a belt. But when we turn the radio on tonight and listen to your show, Mr. Henry, this man who's basically saying that he is getting his jollies looking at his daughter's, you know, fanny. And
No, I haven't said anything of the sort, Phil. I wish that you'd jump in and defend me a little bit here, Mr. Henry, because I haven't said anything of the sort.
Well, you're not saying that you're getting your jollies, and I think that that is wrong of you, RC, to say that.
Well, that to me, maybe he's not saying it, but that's what I think is going on.
No, I haven't said anything of the sort. What I said was that my daughter, when she plays the baseball game,
and I agree with Mr. Henry, you don't sound very versed in baseball.
May I finish, please? When she plays, I am as versed in baseball as a parent needs to be, and I told my daughter time and again to get to the home plate and to swing for the home runs. And
you pull her pants down if she doesn't. And this, what I'm saying to you is, hitting home runs is not that easy. I don't care if Babe Ruth, you think, called a shot or not, which I don't think he did.
Well, forget about Babe Ruth then, Phil, because there are countless cases. I think Barry Bonds and so many of the great hitters have said, I'm going to hit a home run for a child. I've heard of a great many. The man that we were talking about earlier, not Babe Ruth, but the other man, the man who died from the disease that Stephen Hawking has.
Lou Gehrig.
Is that his name? Yeah.
Lou Gehrig hit a home run for a kid at a baseball game. So what?
Excuse me? Lou Gehrig went and saw a child in a hospital bed and said to the boy, I'm going to hit a home run today at the baseball stadium for you. And he went to the baseball stadium and hit a home run for the child that was born with, I believe, some kind of a disease that was going to basically eat away his internal organs. And it was a great moment. And
all right, so what has this got to do with your daughter? Is your daughter Lou Gehrig?
Is my daughter Gary Gehrig, did you say?
No, he said Lou Gehrig.
No, he did not. He said, is your daughter Lou Gehrig? And I don't know who Gary Gehrig is.
Lou Gehrig is what I said. Is your daughter Lou Gehrig?
My daughter is not Lou Gehrig.
Okay. Do you think that if I went up to Lou Gehrig after pulling his pants down or hitting him with a belt and I said, now get out there and hit a home run, Lou, what do you think he'd do?
I think he'd probably beat you almost to death.
And he'd be absolutely justified. He'd do the same thing to you.
I beg to differ.
Why do you think it'd be different?
Who am I speaking with now? Is this the host?
Do I sound like Mr. Henry?
I'm Mr. Henry. That's the young man, R.C. Collins.
What did you ask me?
Why do you think it would be different?
Lou Gehrig is not going to beat almost to death a father who wants his daughter to hit the home runs. That's all. That's all. And
oh, he isn't, huh? He's not going to... Lou Gehrig isn't going to want... Why are we even talking about Lou Gehrig, man?
Yeah, we don't know what Lou Gehrig would ever do. We don't know whether the Iron Horse would have the strength. You'd probably pull your daughter's pants down in front of Lou Gehrig while he was tied to an oxygen machine. That's the kind of douche captain you are.
You know, I've had about enough. I've been called every name in the book. That's a new one. I've never been called a douche captain. And I do protest, Phil. And I think as a father, and you're not a father. I am a father. And as a father...
You're a father whose daughter won't let you get near your grandchild.
Yes, she will, as long as we're in the parking lot of the Bennigans. I told you.
Oh, okay. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell is next.